This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
1-1 is swung on and missed by Peguero, and Shota out in front at 1-2. The crowd is raucous, and not just because they're hoping for strike three, but we've got another plane flying overhead. Air and water show weekend is quite a thing here at Wrigley Field. Oh, by the way, there's a ball game in front of us as well. The 1-2 is taken for called strike three, and the crowd is loving everything. Above their heads and in front of their eyes down on the field, Shota Imanaga walks off with his fifth strikeout.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
Oh, big old jet airliner above. Although not really a jet, it was smaller, but I appreciate the sentiment and the thought. There's Sean Sears. Also a great misheard lyric, Big Old Chet Had a Lighter. I know somebody who heard it that way. We can sing the chorus together with Big Old Chet Had a Lighter. You ready? It comes your way in 3, 2, 1. Turn it up.
Whoa, Big Old Chet Had a Lighter.
Big Old Chet.
Yeah. All here forever now.
Oh, man. Big old Chet had a lighter, dude. Thank God. Because I wanted to have a smoke, and I didn't have a light. And big old Chet had a lighter.
God, could you imagine if you thought you saw Jimi Hendrix and did?
So, look, that was the call yesterday by yours truly at the end of the fifth inning. Unbelievable. It's one of those absurd baseball weeks in a man's life. Saw the Bananas on Friday, do play-by-play yesterday. I sing the anthem tomorrow. What the hell? What planet is this? Where are we? But I mentioned I was going to talk to you about a big-time injury in MLB, and it's Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler, folks, is out for the Phillies with a blood clot. Zach Wheeler's one of the best pitchers in baseball and has been for the last 5 to 7 years. I mean, incredible. He's going to miss at least a few of his next few starts. Put on the 15-day injured list, has a blood clot in his shoulder. And Dave Dombrowski, the president of baseball operations for the Phillies, said there's not a lot of information that they can share. But look, Wheeler has been terrific. He's got a 2.71 ERA. He leads the majors in strikeouts, has pitched 24 times this year. Wheeler was the runner-up to the Cy Young last year and was going to get Cy Young votes again this year. And he's just been absolutely phenomenal and has mostly stayed healthy. Hasn't been on the injured list since August of 2022, which is quite something for a pitcher of that magnitude. And I saw this nugget from Jason Stark, that since Zach Wheeler joined the Phillies in 2020, the Phillies have gone 69-37 in his starts. That's the pace of a 105-win team. And when anybody else has started since 2020, the Phillies are 383-342. That's the pace of an 86-win team. That gives you an idea of just how impactful Zach Wheeler has been on wins for the Phillies. So, God, I hope he comes back. He's terrific and a great postseason performer. It'd be a damn shame if this ends his season or affects his career in another big way. It's Hit and Run with me, Matt Spiegel. If you haven't heard, the Cubs lineup is out, and it still has Matt Shaw hitting nine, and it still has the brand new arrival, Owen Casey, on the bench and not starting. In pregame today, Craig Counsell was asked by the assembled media if he thought about changing things at all during a slump here. And I don't know if these specifics came up, but I kind of think they ought to, and because a lot of you are upset and wondering, and I'm upset and wondering, why is Owen Casey here if he can't start against a righty for the Pirates on three consecutive days at home? Here's Craig Counsell. We're going to bring you Craig Counsell in a matter of moment with the media before the game on things that he could possibly change or keep the same for a slumping offense.
You added an overall really nice asset with Owen Casey. Is there an overall plan for him, or is it basically game to game?
Yeah, I would say it's more on the game to game side. And I think you know, what we don't want to happen is that he comes and doesn't play a lot, but it also, like, we're going to put him in. He's got to cross the bar of being the best option too, right? And I think in our outfield, it's pretty difficult. So, you know, that's the balance that we're going to have to strike. You know, that's how we'll. I mean, with the kind of number of games we have coming up, you know, we'll see how that rolls out. But no strict plan of he's got to play this amount or certain days or things like that.
It's Craig Counsell on not using Owen Casey. He's got to cross the bar of being the best option in the outfield. Kyle Tucker getting a rest is one option. Ian Happ getting a day off, being a switch hitter off the bench, is another option. Switch hitter and defensive replacement after Owen Casey gets a start in left field. I'm very surprised and kind of disappointed that that's not happening either today or yesterday or the day before for a brand new dude up from the minor leagues when your offense could certainly use a boost. Joe Maddon was on the station yesterday on Inside the Clubhouse, and he was asked directly if a manager should adjust things during a slump like the one the Cubs are in.
I've always thought the players need to see the same guy walk in the room every day. That's how I viewed my job through good and bad. I never wanted the perception to be if I walk in after a seven-game winning streak, I'm one guy, or after a seven-game losing streak, I would be another guy. That's the worst way to be, I think. So as long as they're seeing the same dude walk in the room every day, I think that's really important. And that way they get down to work. They don't start reading body language or in between the lines and that kind of stuff. They know what to expect. And you need to know what to expect. There's the word pressure, expectations. Those are coming at you, pointed at you from so many different directions that you don't need it to come from within also.
It's Joe Maddon on Inside the Clubhouse yesterday on that particular topic. That is not part of this chunk of Joe Maddon from Inside the Clubhouse that we want to bring you right here on 670 The Score.
When you, as a manager, had a team that would slump offensively, what would the message be to your team? Or would there be a lack of collective message when a team was struggling offensively?
Yeah, that's not coming from me as the collective messaging is not what it actually people think it may be like. It needs to come from the players and the coaches specifically. I mean, I'll talk to the coaches about it. We'll have meetings among the coaches and we'll talk about guys individually. And if there's anything we think needs to be done with them, whether it's physically or mentally, actually, like conversationally with the coaches, approach, mental approach, physical approach, those kind of things. But overall, man, we were talking about here, as I ran into the same thing when we were here, the Brewers got hot. The Brewers are really hot right now, and the Cubbies are not. I would want to believe, and I like the way the Brewers are playing right now. Don't get me wrong. I think Murph's done a wonderful job. The way they play the game of baseball, I think, is the way it should be played. But they're going to cool off at some point here, and then it's going to be the responsibility of the Cubs to be on their game at that point to try to catch up and make up some ground. Because you remember when we lost that one year there, they just didn't lose at the end of the season. I think we won 95 or 96 games and still didn't make it. So they're going to cool off at some point. You just got to be ready. And to me, it's just like, you know, the word panic used often. It's just really continue with the communication. Let everybody see the same people walk in the room every day. Don't start raising voices. Don't start raising concerns. Just keep doing your work. They're good. They have plenty of good offensive players on that team. They'll start hitting again, but you got to be ready to perform when the Brewers kind of stub their toe, which they will.
The mental side of a ball player and the success or failure and how they deal with it was something that you and Ken Revisa, who was your specialist when it came to positivity and reality, not always just. There was no smoke blown by Kenny, but the reality of getting very personal and very knowledgeable of the individual he dealt with. That seems to be so important now. Players are not afraid to talk about dealing with the mental side of the game now. How has it changed? How did you see the evolution of change from being the baseball player brought up to hearing from the manager, either get it done, son, or we send you right back to the minor leagues, to what's troubling you? How can we help you be the best version of yourself?
You took me back to 1985, right there, 85, 86, whenever I first met Kenny in Mesa, Arizona. I was totally into what he was selling from the beginning. And the way I tried to convince coaches at that time and players, Kenny's no different than your hitting coach or your pitching coach, your defensive coach. He's just trying to help you or coach you to think a little bit better in a moment, to slow things down in a moment, to breathe in a moment, which are really great skills that then permit you to swing properly or throw properly or field properly in the moment because you're able to breathe and slow things down. He's a coach. So that was the way I would try to get it across. And Kenny and I would have meetings separately with pitchers, and then with the position players, position players talking more about hitting, pitchers, of course, about pitching with the catchers, too. And it was a different kind of a meeting, but the same, about routine, about process, about knowing what to do when things started getting a little bit too quick. The focal point, maybe on the outfield fence, Evan Longoria would look at the left field foul pole. Whatever it was that got you back to the moment, that got you to breathe and relax, that's what it was all about. And as the world became quicker, more complicated, and your criticism flowed more easily through social media, whatever, and media in general, you needed these tools even more than you had in the past. So it became more profound to be up to date on how to control the moment, how to stay in the present tense. And I was so pleased because Kenny was the best. Harvey Dorfman was outstanding too. Carl Kiel, I knew all these guys, but Kenny was my guy. And Kenny, I love Kenny and miss Kenny, but the whole point is to how to take the moment and slow it down, stay present. Anxiety lives in the future, and the past cannot do you any good except hopefully that you've learned from it.
When teams struggle and a player needs to move players to second and third from first and second and doesn't seem to have that club in their golf bag,
Right.
What is the frustration level like for a manager and a coach when they see these situations?
Well, of course, if you have not been, they don't believe in it from the beginning and have not been nurturing it all season, it's difficult to think you're going to push a button, all of a sudden it's going to happen. This is something that has to be nurtured philosophically among the organization, something you work on in camp, it's something you work on a daily basis, it's something your hitting coaches bring to your players every day, i.e. Brewers. I mean, that's the point. I mean,
right.
Everybody will tell you that the World Series teams on an annual basis win via power. And I'm saying, well, okay, they win via power because that's all that anybody is teaching anymore. So how about the team that comes along and plays a more complete game of baseball, how much does this more complete game of baseball mitigate power? We don't know because nobody's done it. Nobody's doing it. So right now, if the Brewers continue on and really get more deeply into this postseason, analytics will shift. All of a sudden, you're going to want more of that. It's always the soup du jour in baseball, whatever's in all sports, whatever's working, everybody else attempts to copycat that thing. So I'm rooting for them just because of the style of game that they play. And hopefully that will be successful. And then everybody else is going to want to be that style of baseball. And you're going to see it being taught more. I mean, it's not, none of that stuff's being taught. I mean, for the most part, in the many of the minor leagues, bunting and base running and all the kind of situations are not really a concern. It's more what's you take a couple swings and you look at an iPad, and that's the iPad becomes the instructor, not the human being, not the eyeballs. It's just a really an inadequate way of teaching a complete player. I think if you use the iPad, great, but also have somebody there that knows what they're talking about and has been through some things and could say something to Bruce, and it changes your mental concept of what you're trying to do immediately, and now you start feeling what everybody's talking about as opposed to just trying to replicate what you're seeing on the screen or looking at a couple numbers. So that's the thing. I mean, you're going to get what you put into it, and if all you want is put the ball in the air, lift the ball, swing, strikeouts are okay, that's what you're going to get. And when you face pitching that's really good, which there's many of those right now, it's hard to do that daily. Whereas if you teach guys two-strike approach, move the ball the opposite field, score the runner from third, move the guy to third base, I think it's easier, somewhat easier, to move the baseball as opposed to try to hit it in the seats on every pitch.
That's Joe Maddon yesterday with Bruce Levine and Mike Esposito on Inside the Clubhouse. The Milwaukee Brewers have struck out 960 times. That is the fifth fewest in MLB. The fewest is the Toronto Blue Jays. The second fewest is the Royals. The third fewest is the Padres. The fourth fewest is the Cubs. Cubs have struck out fewer times than the Brewers in the exact same amount of games. So don't take Joe's conversation about the Brewers to mean that the Cubs do it a different way. They, you know, in terms of the hits, like overall numbers of hits in MLB, the Brewers have more, but only by like 26 hits and more opportunities and such. It's a weird thing, man, because overall on the season, it's the Cubs' offense is fine. It's just in a terrible, awful, brutal, painful slump right now. And the questions are, what do you do to get out of it? These were some of the questions posed to Craig Counsell in pregame, and it got a little feisty in the dugout. We're going to bring some of that to you next before we get out of here for Cubs pregame on 670 The Score. By the way, tune in Tuesday from 10 to 2 for a special edition of Spiegel and Holmes from Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville. Lawrence Holmes and I will be joined by Nico Horner for the 12 p.m. hour at the Cubs on Deck Luncheon. Cubs on Deck is powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
The other story of this one, the airplanes. My goodness. The airplanes were everywhere. All in the air above, so not necessarily everywhere in terms of high and low, but in terms of left, right, coming from the lakefront, coming from behind us, they were flying over and around. And the crowd often would be cheering for the planes in the middle of gameplay. You got batters stepping out of the box, pitchers stepping off the mound, and some smart pitchers using the distraction of the planes to their advantage.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
It's a bit of post-game from yesterday. You guys enjoyed me saying the planes were everywhere. Well, not on the ground. They were... It's important.
I was really glad you clarified that. Thank God. I was holding my breath there for a second. Everywhere.
Yeah, what, a Buterbaugh hipped you to that?
I've heard some things about it,
He's dropping on my list of favorite Tylers.
Oh, no.
He's going to drop. You send somebody something that makes me sound bad, okay? I'm just kidding. You're still very high on my list. You're right below Tyler Palco. Call me crazy. But I'm excited about Tyler Palco. Go ahead. Call me crazy. Go ahead. Do it. Speaks
You're
with you.
Crazy.
Yeah, thank you. Speaks with you here on Hit and Run on 670 Score. Look, this is serious business, okay? We have some things we have to get to before we get out of here.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your attention for a very important news bulletin. Cannonball! Be listening to Mully and Haw tomorrow from 5:30 to 10 a.m. for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs versus Washington at Wrigley Field on September 5th. It's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. So, look, that is true, and that's important. We've taken a lot of phone calls today from Cub fans who have had certain opinions. I have certain opinions. I've said it today on the air. I think Owen Casey should be getting a start, perhaps in place of Ian Happ. Or, you know, maybe Kyle Tucker, if you want to give him a day. But I think Owen Casey ought to be getting a start against a righty here, the Pirates. I'm surprised that he's not. Just as an opinion, that's one that I have. I also think Matt Shaw should be hitting higher than .900. He's got the second best OPS in the National League since the All-Star break. Since the All-Star break, by the way. That is the middle of July, last I looked. Anyway, in pregame today, Craig Counsell was being asked about some things that he could change if he wanted to change them. And he finally demanded that the beat writers just say it outright.
It being this regular group of guys, though, were you thinking about, like, moving them from one spot to another in the lineup, you know, the batting order? Because there's also a comfort, I think, in that, right?
What do you want to do? Why don't you tell me what you want to happen, and then I'll respond to that.
I feel like you're beating around a little bit. But
yeah.
No, I don't necessarily think that way.
Yeah, I mean, really, like
Owen Shaw at the top of the line. Okay. Wants.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think our, you know, we're looking at Michael Busch as like a really good hitter. And a very productive hitter, and we want that guy to hit a lot. Yeah. Yeah. And Matt's had a nice two-week stretch where we've tried to, where he's been productive, where we've tried to put him in good matchups, and we've tried to develop him as well.
Casey in there because Cap in particular has been struggling, and even a few of the other guys.
Yeah,
still
I think
come out of
again,
it.
I think Ian's a really good baseball player, and Ian's had some bad luck this year. If you want to check that.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, and he's swung the bat really pretty darn well, and really. And this is where baseball gets tough. There's not much difference between Ian's season last year and then 23 and this year, but so then do you make a decision based off that?
And I mean, Ian's a gold glover. I mean, that has to be part of your equation too.
Yeah, the defense matters absolutely. Yeah.
So that is Craig Counsell on leaving Michael Bush at the top. So the Shaw and Nico questions were kind of flipped around into a Michael Bush appreciation, understood. And the Owen Casey question was kind of turned around into an Ian Happ defense. I'll say this about Matt Shaw. It's not just 2 weeks, it's 25 games. So that's more. It's 25 games. He's hitting .315 with an OPS over one. So kind of, it's a little bit of a minimizing there from Craig. And like, I mean, it kind of goes back to the Joe Maddon cut that we played before the chunk, which was about, you know, staying the same. And that's what Craig is committed to. I have a tendency to disagree about viewing these people as line items. That they're humans, and sometimes the shock of being moved down or being moved around or even being moved up can be a good thing, can be a beneficial thing. And I understand he wants Michael Bush to bat a lot, and that's why you have that guy at the top, as opposed to Matt Bush batting a lot, or Matt Shaw batting a lot. Matt Shaw only had 3 at-bats yesterday. Dansby Swanson had 4. That's the difference between hitting somebody 8th and hitting somebody 9th in an 8-inning game. Matt Shaw only had 3 at-bats. I'd rather right now Matt Shaw have 4 at-bats than Dansby Swanson have 3 at-bats. And I'd rather that be the case for every game from here on out, frankly. And maybe Craig Counsell disagrees. It appears that he does. And that's okay. He's the boss. He's the manager. So this is what it is to care passionately about a team and have some thoughts and disagree with the managers. You end up discussing them in this way. And I'm glad that he forced the media to say it out loud and say, and I don't necessarily, by the way, want Matt Shaw up at the 2-hole. I could see that sometimes on a certain matchup. But I do like the idea of Nico just leading off. Just go ahead and put that dude up there and let him roll. Let him roll. That said, everywhere he is ends up being, it's a good thing to have him there. It's a very good thing to have him there. You know what's going to be a very good place to have him is at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern on Tuesday. From 10 to 2, there's a special edition of Spiegel and Holmes at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville. Lawrence Holmes and I will be joined by that man, Nico Horner, for the 12 p.m. hour at the Cubs on Deck Luncheon. Cubs on Deck is powered by Verizon. Lots going on, that is for sure. And that is a fascinating bit of interplay there between Craig Counsell and the media. So it's an interesting thing, the level of disagreement that can go on and the level of passion that can go on. I personally find myself in a spot, this is my phone ringing, it's IKEA with my furniture delivery. Sean, should I get that? I can't, right? We gotta, it's
I can take
bad.
It for if you want.
Yeah, could you take it?
Yeah.
Come on in. There you go. Sean, come on in. Hey, guys, hang on. I'm on the air right now. My producer's going to grab the phone. This is they hung up. Maybe they'll call back, okay? It's all right. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. I want the furniture to get there after 1 o'clock when I'm there. That would be ideal. You know what I'm saying?
It would be nice, yeah. Right?
Yeah, well, because then they'll bring it upstairs to the unit.
That's smart.
You
know what I mean?
You guys feel me on that one. Otherwise, I got to like put it on a cart and try to get it up there.
How are you going to get it up there by yourself? They can't do that to you. Right?
I know what they can, because if I'm not there, then they just got to leave it downstairs in the lobby. That's the danger of these things. So. And it's live radio, mister. You know what was cool was when I had a chance to talk to Andrew McCutchen yesterday in the Pirates Clubhouse. I love that dude, and he's responsible for one of the great moments of baseball in the last 15 years. I think I asked him about it, as a matter of fact.
I'm a baseball talk show host here in town, and I see you, and I think of some of the coolest moments I've seen in MLB over the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Those kids who went crazy for you in center field, and you brought them the batting gloves. You ended up reconnecting with them years later, right?
A couple of years ago, when I came back. when I was on the Pirates, came back, they came to a game in L.A., so. Yeah, they're all grown up now, man, so. Yeah. It's a time, it's a crazy thing, for sure.
Yeah, right? And it's just... To have that kind of connection with kids, and then they grow as you grow, it's a beautiful thing for the fans to watch. You appreciate it as a man as you age, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, you don't ever realize, you know, how much of an impact that you can make on people just by playing a game.
Hey, Jerome, play for the Tigers.
You could just be sitting there, you know, and just going out doing your job, but, you know, you can really be the memories you're creating for people and in those moments, you know, that can carry them for the rest of their lives. They have that, you know, some story about a certain day when a certain thing happened. You know, you don't even realize like how much of an impact that's making on people. So I try, and sometimes you do, like in that situation, you know, with those kids and their dad, being able to actually see the impact that it made on them, it just helps you have a bigger appreciation just for what you do out there.
I remember when I was a young man and I was in the Fenway bleachers, I screamed to Ellis Burks in center field. I said, Ellis, you're number 12, you're Bob Greasy. And he said, no, man, I'm Roger Staubach. He pointed at me and said it. Mm-hmm. Like, and I got a chance to tell Ellis that and connect. I'm wondering, like, did you ever have a moment yelling at a player at a ball game when you were a kid?
Or no.
Like, anything?
I'm from a small buck town in Florida. There ain't nothing happening in baseball games close by. The closest that I did have was... Winter Haven, Florida, back when the Cleveland Indians and Cincinnati Reds used to have spring training.
Yeah.
And that's a very long time ago. And I actually did go to a game.
What players did you see? You remember?
I saw Kenny Lofton there.
Damn.
I saw... Jeez, I can't even remember so long ago. I just remember seeing Kenny Lofton and being so, like, blown away at how fast he was. And I actually got his signature, his autograph. It's one of the probably first autographs I ever got as a kid. You know, it has a little Kalo on it.
Do you ever have a moment to connect with him, like, as a player?
I've talked to him before, but I never actually, like, sat in our head where I actually sat and talked to him for, you know, more than a few seconds.
It makes me want to make that a TV segment.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, that's just the one thing I remember as a kid is being able to see someone on the field and like that, and knowing like he wasn't like the biggest guy but, you know, he could fly, you know.
Yeah, he played a beautiful center field, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's probably the one interaction I had. But I was a very soft-spoken child, so I was never going to be the one to say anything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Anybody, so.
Who are your favorite center fielders?
Ken Griffey Jr. is always my number one, you know, my number one center fielder. I love watching, you know, preach to the choir. I mean, everyone loved Ken Griffey Jr. back then. And
how about this kid?
Got a little older. As I got a little older, you know, I like to watch people like Torrey Hunter, Andrew Jones. Those were two of the guys I really like to watch too play center field. So they were really good at what they did, obviously. You know, great defense, swing bat, you know, they're really good.
That is one of the joys of this baseball life. It's getting to just ask Andrew McCutchen if he's got a couple minutes and talking to him. What a cool dude. What a strong and stately representative of baseball. And I love the image of him in Winter Haven, Florida, watching Kenny Lofton play center field. Beautiful stuff. Thank you to Andrew McCutchen. Thank you to Joe Madden, whose voice you heard. Thank you to Ryan Dempster and to Jack McMullen. And to Dan Durbin, my co-host today, who was terrific in the 11 o'clock hour. Thanks to Sean Sears for doing a great job on the show, as always. Thank you to Tyler Buterbaugh, still high on my list of all-time favorite Tylers. I'm not saying how high. I would never go public with something like that. It's a very personal and private list, but he's very, very high on it. And thank you to you, dear listener, for being as loyal and as awesome as you are. I will see you tomorrow on the field at Wrigley when I sing the national anthem at 1:10 p.m. You'll hear it right here on The Score and on the Cubs Radio Network. Cubs baseball is next. Have a great Sunday, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.